Shasta's Decline, 1860 to 1878. So now you know why the buildings were built, but why were they abandoned? A combination of circumstances late in the 19th century ended Shasta's reign as the Queen City of the Northern Mines. By the late 1860s, gold in the nearby northern mines began to run out. The costs involved with recovering the gold became more than people could make. Miners moved elsewhere. The demand for supplies dwindled. Transportation was also changing. As new roads were constructed, many bypassed Shasta completely. In 1872, the railroad built its terminus in Redding instead of Shasta. Railroad baron and one-time governor of California, Leland Stanford, described Shasta as
3 miles too far west with 400 feet too much altitude.
When the railroad failed to come to Shasta, some merchants immediately relocated to Redding. Others, however, chose to stay in Shasta. Then in 1878, another fire swept through town. The iron-shuttered brick buildings along Main Street survived, but many other buildings, including people's homes, did not. This time, instead of rebuilding, most people chose to relocate to Redding. 10 years later, in 1888, the county seat moved from Shasta to Redding. Soon after, Shasta was all but abandoned. By the dawn of the 20th century, virtually all businesses on Main Street were empty. Bricks and roofing were removed and reused in other towns, including Redding. Windows were broken, awnings collapsed. The wooden walkway in front of the buildings had long since fallen into such disrepair that the people who remained found it easier to walk down the street.
To hear a description of the westernmost four buildings, please go to the file, lots 16 through 20.
To hear the story of how Shasta was preserved, please go to the file, Creating a State Park.